It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. Or as it gets the hose again.
No, they did not.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
Who made a song about this?
Exactly what they're talking about.
They're talking about Silence of the Lambs. They're singing that quote. What the heck?
I just was talking about, you know, rubbing lotion on.
This is so funny.
It's the Joe and Alex show. I'm glad you think it is because I feel like I'm getting a bunch of crap that's undeserved. Here's what happened. There was this really cute looking girl at the pool. I was hanging out with my little brother from Big Brothers Big Sisters, and she's like, "Hey, sir, could you put some sunscreen on my back? Just a little spot where you can't reach. You know, where your arms won't get like in the back, like between your shoulders and stuff like that, and then just above your butt, like a little high above. You know what I'm saying? I didn't touch her butt. I hate even saying the word butt. Let's take butt out of the equation.
Yeah, back.
I got her back.
Back.
Back, right. No butt, no boobs, no anywhere else.
Yeah, and for the story, in case Lindsay, your wife, is listening, some ugly girl at the pool, you know, just trying to help her out.
No, I mean, like, I'm going to be honest, I would have done it if she would have been really ugly, too, but she was really, like, an attractive girl in a bikini. I was like, whoa, and I didn't see a ring on there, but I put it on there, and I'm wondering, is that okay that I did it? Because I didn't ask her. I got burnt because I didn't ask for that, but I'm wondering what you think. 317-239-1009. Also, you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, or hit us up on Instagram, Joe and Alex Show.
Heather said, Joe, no. Come on. Cam said, I get where you're coming from as a guy. I wouldn't think anything of it. But having a girlfriend, I know she wouldn't be okay with it.
I get, like, if you're creepy, like, touching in weird spots. But it's just, like, it's lotion. Can't we be adults and, like prevent skin cancer together? Let's talk to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
I have to kind of agree with, I'm in kind of in the between the middle. I mean, you're a grown man. You know what you're doing. I would have to put faith in my significant other that he wouldn't go any farther, and I know he wouldn't. Yeah, it's just kind of a trust thing. You kind of have to trust the other half.
You guys are giving me a lot of credit, too, like I'm some sexual beast that, like, every woman wants to slay. Like, she just said, hey, sir, could you put some sunscreen, like, on
two
spots?
She did have choices. She had another woman that was at the pool.
Yeah, but she had her kid there. I feel that, like, if she really wanted something, she'd be like, oh, can you get my butt, too? And, like, she just said, like, two little areas. That's all I rubbed in.
That's true.
If she really wanted to, like, go after you, she would sit on your lap. Something like that.
Whoa. All right. Note taken.
What is this, Bachelor in Paradise?
I am. No kidding. We're going to have to cancel production of this one. Hey, Jessica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Okay. It drives me nuts how judgmental Alex is constantly. Because honestly, if I was at the pool and I saw a guy there, and I mean, I have a significant other, and you just have to be confident in that relationship. And if you have issues to the point where you can't trust somebody to put sunscreen on somebody else, then, like, why are you in that relationship?
Is this a Midwestern thing that you guys are just so, like, everyone here just hates me? Is that what it is? Or,
no,
I don't
think
I'm being judgmental.
I think
it's being smart. I think you don't put yourselves in those situations. Like,
situation, though? All it is putting lotion on somebody else.
Yes,
like, he mentioned that the other woman came with a book and a phone. So if I was sitting there and I saw some guy who was playing with another kid and another woman who was closed off sitting in a chair with a book and a phone and not paying attention to anybody else but herself, and I would probably go to the guy.
I would never. Like, hey. I would absolutely ask the girl. I can't relate. I don't understand.
Jessica,
I honestly feel like it's all about your comfortableness. Like, if my boyfriend said, hey, there was this girl, and she asked me to put lotion on her today, you know, and I didn't know what to do kind of thing. I'd be like, well, why wouldn't you know what to do? I wouldn't think that you would be, like, banging her at the pool with your little brother there. Like, it just put the lotion on the freaking skin. Like, I don't understand.
Jessica,
like,
I don't know if it matters. I did leave it out, too. She had her phone, a book, and a condom. So I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Okay, here's the thing. Before you hang up. So here's what I'm saying. So Sarah says at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, I was okay with it until you made the comment about noticing she didn't have a ring on. You have to listen to the way that Joe tells
the
story.
Oh, my God. You guys need to seriously get off your, like, condemned train. I'm kidding. It's called joking.
Here's the thing. I get that he's joking, but I have, like, the kind of sense of humor where I'm kind of a pervert anyways. So my boyfriend would know that, like, at the pool, if some girl walked up to him and he was the only other person, and the other person that was there that was closed off to everybody else in the world, I would want him to help her.
Okay.
Because, I mean, for me, like, my dad had skin cancer,
And I just think sunscreen is important.
I agree.
And I think that, and I honestly think that Joe should have felt comfortable enough to be like, hey, I can't, like, I don't want to ask him to do this. Could you help me out too? I think that he should have felt comfortable enough. But we have this society where we think that
we get judged,
our bodies,
Jessica.
Our bodies are so sexualized that we can't just realize that it's a body and we need to take care of it.
Amen, sister. Seriously, round of applause. Imagine being me. I'm bald. I have a beard. I'm big. Everything's against me.
Everything is against me.
It is such a tough world. I don't know how I get by each day.
Do you know what the eye roll emoji looks like? That is my face permanently right now. I'm just so annoyed. I'm so annoyed with
this
city.
What are you so upset about?
Because this happens every freaking time.
Well, you are kind of like judging me. You're saying it was a bad thing to do.
I think it could have been worse of a situation. There's been other things that I think
were worse.
Hey, can
you undo my bikini top and get that spot too?
I just think it's a pattern. I'm like, why are we always having this conversation? And why am I always getting shunned and not you for these types of conversations?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think anybody has to get shunned. I don't think it has to be like, who's bad, Joe or Alex? Like, I think we could both be cool.